Amazon is in exploratory talks with Reliance Retail to acquire up to 26% stake, two persons in the know told the Economic Times. Previously, Mukesh Ambani led Reliance Industries Limited and SQO's retail arm and SQO's negotiations with China, and SQO's Alibaba Group for a stake sale fell through due to differences over valuation, they said. In compliance with the revised Foreign Direct Investment (FDI) norms for e-commerce that came into effect in February, Amazon wants a stake that and SQO's less than 26% so that Reliance Retail can become a seller on its Indian e-commerce marketplace. In another development, Japanese conglomerates Mitsui and AMP Company and ITOCHU Corporation, apart from Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, are in separate talks with Pratap C. Reddy and his family members, the promoters of Apollo Hospital Enterprises, to invest up to $400 million, 2,763.6 crore rupees at current exchange rate, to buy a part of their stake in the group holding company, persons in the know told the Economic Times. Promoters are seeking to bring a foreign strategic investor on board the group holding company, PCR Investments Limited, in order to reduce debt and strengthen the balance sheet, the report said. Last month, Reddy Family, which was battling a debt of about 3,450 crore at the end of March, sold its stake in Apollo Munich Health Insurance to HDFC Limited for 1,347 crore, which would likely bring the pledged promoter stake to lenders down to 50% from 75%, the report said. Separately, former Cognizant President Rajiv Mehta is taking charge as the new Chief Executive Officer, CEO, at information technology firm Mindtree after co-founder and CEO Ross Teravanan resigned in early July, persons in the know told the Times of India. And NBSP. A formal announcement will be made on Friday, the persons added, asking not to be named. Mehta was part of Cognizant and SQO's former CEO Francisco D. and SQO, and SQO's core team and was an integral part of the firm and SQO's journey from being barely a $25 million venture to becoming a $16 billion entity last year. Also, Mahindra Sustin, the renewable business arm of the Mahindra Group, which has put on block 160 megawatts, MW, of solar assets, has received interest from CLP India and the Piramal Group, two people aware of the development told Mint. And SQO, Mahindra Sustin and SQO's business model is to build and sell assets. It will use the sale proceeds to develop its pipeline of around 1 gigawatt, GW, and SQO, one of the persons said. CLP India, which is backed by Canada and SQO's second largest pension fund Kester D and Acute, P&O Cirque, Tiet Placement Duku and Acute, BEC, CDPQ, in the recent past announced investments in infrastructure assets such as Kalpatara Power Transmission and Morgan Stanley Infrastructure Partners owned Continuum Wind Energy. The Piramal Group tied up with Canada and SQO's largest pension fund Canada Pension Plan Investment Board, CPIB, in May to co-sponsor India and SQO's first renewable energy-focused infrastructure investment trust or INVIT. The INVIT plans to acquire up to 1.5 to 2 gigawatts of stable and long-term cash-generating renewable assets.